Christchurch residents are upset and angry the virus is back in their city after nearly a year of being free of it. Two positive cases of COVID-19 were confirmed in the suburb of Bishopdale yesterday. One is a woman who had recently returned from Auckland, and the other, her partner, who is a truck driver who was working for 4 days while possibly infectious. Neither was vaccinated. There are 13 locations of interest across the city. For some, there's relief the city didn't go up alert levels yesterday. Others, however, are expressing anger that the virus was able to wing its way down from Auckland. As Colin Young reports, one of the pair roamed parts of the city that has a low uptake of the Pfizer vaccine.
Hello there.
Dave Brown owns the Panel Dairy in Wynonee in the city's east, which as of last night was one of 13 locations of interest spread right across the city. He found out the person had visited his store through the media, and when RNZ spoke to him, had yet to hear from health authorities.
Well, it'd be nice to know what we have to do from here on, whether we can continue trading or we shut down.
And so the person who was on here, you haven't had a chat to them yet?
No. I know, yeah, well, obviously she's got to stay away now.
While his staff are all double vaccinated, one of them is immune compromised. He's angry somebody could travel to Auckland and back without a vaccination.
First off, I'm bloody peed off with the government, as is just about everyone else that's been in the shop. But there's a lot of angry people in Christchurch.
In Wynonee, just 77% have received a first dose of the vaccine, and only 55% their second one. The infected person also visited a dairy in North Lynwood, another area with low uptake. Courier driver and customer of the Parnell Dairy, Cherie Shipton, isn't vaccinated yet. She says news of positive cases been in the same place as her makes her nervous.
They want me to make me go get the vaccination, so I might look into that now.
So you haven't had it yet?
No, and quite a lot of people have asked me, and when they do ask me and I respond saying no, they're like, oh, okay, why? Yeah, just not even 100% sure as to I should get it, or yeah, so 50-50 both ways, yeah. But yeah, I want to go back into the bars and restaurants, so I probably have to get it.
Back on the other side of town in Bishopdale, where the COVID-positive couple live, business was brisk at a pharmacy offering the COVID jab right next door to another location of interest, the Bishopdale New World. Unlike Wynonee and Lynwood, rates here are much higher at 92% for first doses and 71% for second ones. Deb Cartwright had just had her second jab, which she decided to bring forward after hearing the news there were cases in her community, and had this message for the infected couple.
Hope they've remembered all the places they've been, seeing as they haven't been scanning, and yeah, once they're better, I hope they get vaccinated as well. It's a really difficult one. I mean, apart from cutting the North Island off from the South Island, how do we keep it out? And at the end of the day, we've all just got to get our vaccinations and get back to some form of freedom.
While Christchurch remains in level 2, the Canterbury DHB is nevertheless upping precautions and stopping most visitors to its hospitals in order to protect patients from the virus. Meanwhile, the risk of COVID continues to move south. A worker at Macraes Mine in Otago has been named as a close contact of the couple.